Good. Thank you very much. Some of us have to stay sober. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm aware of that, Ramona. Relax yourself. It's just chatter amongst friends at Lakeside Lodge. And we have another friend joining us right now, and that is Eric McClain, Mr. Clemson. You know what? I've had a lot of Mr. Clemsons here today, Ramona. A whole lot of Mr. Clemsons. Mr. Clemson, you know, Eric, I've had all sorts of Mr. Clemsons here today.
Have you really?
See, Jeff Bostic just answered to that, Eric.
What'd he say?
He said, did you call me when I said Mr. Clemson? So you have some competition for that title, Eric. It's been a pretty interesting afternoon. A lot of Clemson legends.
It's just a bunch of self-anointed, washed-up football players, man. That's what we all are.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, look, I appreciate you all joining us. Lots to talk about, Eric. I know you're going to do the – what are you doing, the pregame to the spring game? With Kelly Graham?
Yeah, I'll be doing the pregame with Kelly, and then I'll be on with part of the Tiger Tailgate show as well, like normal.
Good. So what are your thoughts heading into the spring game? What are you looking to say? You know what? Let's start with your specialty, too, the offensive line. What are you looking to see, or can you glean anything out of a divided offensive line in the spring game?
I think that's a great point, what you just brought up, with the fact that, guys are going to be split up and playing with guys that maybe they're not used to playing with, and maybe their footwork's a little bit different and timing's a little bit different. And so all that will be a big challenge, but something that, is necessary and guys need to grow with. But I think I'm definitely interested, to see, our big new addition in Jackson Carman, just to see how ready he is for the speed of the game. And, where if he plays multiple positions or not.
Where is he now, Eric, when you last saw him weight-wise? Because it seemed to me when he got here, he was back in that 360 range. Where is he right now?
I think I heard the coaches say he's in the low 350s or the high 40s. I think that's what I heard last.
Okay. So, it is going to be interesting to say how he's utilized this season, in what capacity, and where he plays. Because as we've discussed before, he's a remarkable athlete at his size. But depending on what we're talking about weight-wise, that's going to dictate where he plays. Because he's not going to be a starting left tackle at 360 pounds. But he could certainly be a road grader interior offensive lineman, a guard at 360 pounds. So if he's going to be 360, I would think he's playing on the inside or playing at right tackle. If he's going to be at 330, then you may be talking about the next left tackle after Hyatt.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be kind of up to him on, how hard he's willing to work on his body, or if he's just comfortable with moving inside. But I think our coaching staff.
There's nothing wrong with
great
that.
Job. Yeah, no, not at all. It's not like he's downgrading or taking a step back. Just kind of the naturally where his body, pushes itself. And again, I think Clemson does a great job of letting guys come in and kind of tell them where they want to play. And I think we saw it with TJ Green a couple years ago. He wanted to be a wide receiver. And we tried that experiment and saw that he'd be better at DB. Myself at tight end, and then better fit at offensive line, and then with left tackle, obviously with him playing that his whole life, and if they need to move him inside, they will. But I think they do a great job of kind of letting the kid figure it out until they need to move him.
So you originally came in as a tight end?
Man, I was little bitty. I came in at 245.
and so. So what was it that moved you to tackle? Was it your eating habits? Was it could you catch, Eric?
Oh man.
Did you have hands?
Absolutely. Hey, we can do a live outing.
Dion Cain told me that too.
My hands are triple the size of Deion Kane's.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, that doesn't really matter based on how small his hands are. So you came in as a tight end, and you made that transformation. I mean, how quickly did you grow into a tackle?
So I gained about 60 pounds in a season. So I made that switch right when we were playing.
60 pounds in a season?
Yeah. In about 8 months, yeah. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't think Jackson Carmen's ever gained 60 pounds in a season.
It's maybe not the best thing to do if you can avoid it.
Yeah, probably not, you know, unless you're up for some movie role or something. The rest is history. But with Carmen, you know, again, it's, you know, here's another thing. Clemson got uneven play out of that right tackle spot last year. And I wonder if he could actually slide over there for a while, especially if they don't get the type of production that they're hoping to get at that spot.
Yeah, I was honestly thinking that would be an experiment that occurred this spring, and maybe that they would try that, just because of what you said with the lack of consistency that, you know, seemed to find its spot at the right tackle position. And I don't think it ever happened. I think he stayed at left the whole time, and will be interesting to see in fall camp how things go and if that becomes an experiment or not.
Did you ever move from side to side at Clemson? I don't recall exactly. And if you did, how big a transition was it?
Yeah, man, I played every single position except for center in a game before. It's completely different. I think people really seem to not put as high a stress as that is, you know, from switching your feet to switching the calls to switching the plays.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just offensive line, and I know you understand that, but the average, you know, football fan probably doesn't have a grasp on it as much. But it's a whole different world at each position.
Did you hear the Josh Sitton story I told yesterday?
The what?
The Josh Sitton story, the guard who went to the Miami Dolphins. You know, Sitton was.
I did not.
Sitton was asked about this issue because apparently he had a lot to say about it in the press in Miami, because I think it was the left side he prefers, and he was asked about it intentionally on satellite radio because of what he said in the press. But this is how he described it, Eric. He said, the only way I can describe this is like this. He said, it's like you spend your whole life wiping your butt with your right hand. and then they ask you to do it with your left hand. And I was driving when I heard that.
That's about what it is. That's how difficult it is.
I was driving when I heard that. I almost ran off the road. What else are you looking to see, Eric? This spring game. What else is? I mean, other than the obvious, the quarterbacks. What else are you looking to see?
Yeah, I think you nailed it right there with the obvious. You know, I want to see Trevor play. I want to see Hunter play. I want to see Chase play, and then obviously see how Kelly is taking that next step. But I'm probably most intrigued to see who's going to be. The next guy at wide receiver, you know, who's going to step up and be our, you know, whether it's leading receiver or leading touchdown, you know, who's going to be the guy to take the reins and really kind of make this offense their own. And, you know, I think the group consensus is it's going to be T. Higgins, and I'm really excited to see him just get after it during the spring game.
Yeah, so in the little quiz game, Eric, the leading receiver this year will be, in terms of yardage and in terms of catches, will be whom and how many? And it can be two different guys, receptions and yardage.
Catches, I think, is going to be Renfro. I think he's going to be our bread and butter, unless Amari Rodgers can step up kind of in the screen game. You know, I think we kind of lacked that last year. So if Amari could step up in that aspect, he could be it. In yards, it has to be T. Higgins. I think he's going to be the over-the-top threat. He obviously shined in that aspect towards the end of the year, and I think he's going to be our yardage guy.
I think I might go with those answers. I think I might go with Amari Rodgers and T. Higgins. I think that Rodgers' physicality is going to be a big factor in his favor, and I'm excited to see Higgins because, again, I think Higgins, in my mind, came in with A.J. Green-like potential, and I want to see if he can realize that potential. All right, the same question then, Eric, at running back. You know, I think we've talked about this. We've beat this thing to death, but who do you have and how many carries and et cetera?
You know, I think that we're going to have three really good backs that are going to probably get the ball pretty easily. I would expect
three really good backs.
I'm getting there. I think that, Travis should get majority of the snaps. But I think we are going to distribute it fairly evenly. I think that this coaching staff has proved that they like to have seniors involved with Adam Choice, this being his last year. So I think that that's going to be a sure thing. But I think Travis should be the featured back, and I think that he will go as far as he can take us, honestly.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he gets 200 touches. I just think that I think he is so unique and so special that I get the loyalty thing. I really do. And I think it's important in terms of building a culture. And I understand that. But strictly from a talent standpoint, I cannot process the notion that ETN gets lumped into we have four really good backs or this year we have three really good backs. I can't process that because, I'm sorry, you don't. You have one really special guy, and then you have Feaster, who is the next level guy, who is explosive but is more of a straight line athlete, who when he hits a crease has the speed and the ability to take it the distance, and can perhaps is a little bigger back still, and then you have Choice, who has had a good solid career, who pre-injury would have been Clemson's starter before Gallman, and who knows how Gallman would have ever developed had Choice never been hurt, but unfortunately he was, and he's not been quite the same guy since. So to me, I think this is still about Etienne, and it may be the commitment to do the little things that the coaches still want to see from him, and I get that, but this guy's special, and you know, Eric, how this is. Look, Clemson can throw you or I out there at tailback and beat the majority of teams on the schedule. But at some point, but at some point, you're going to wind up playing teams that look like you. And maybe it won't be till the end of the process. But when it gets there, you're going to have him. Because, go back to the Auburn game last year, and none of those other guys could run the ball. None of them. Absolutely. At the start of the year. And it was still true in the Alabama game at the end of the year. And so the truth of the matter is we can talk about all these backs. We can lump them together. But one of them is clearly different. It's like I have a bunch of square boxes and I have one diamond-shaped box. Which one looks different?
Absolutely. I think you're right. I think you're spot on, man. And I think that's what we'll see.
All right, Eric, we're going to change tune a little bit when we come back, so hang with me during a break, and we'll be right back on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, live from Lakeside Lodge, Clemson Sales Office 123, next to Ruby Tuesday. I'm joined by Eric McClain, and we'll be right back. Before we get a break, let me quickly tell you about my friends at Priority One. Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge Security. The best got bigger and better. Priority One is just a great company with great people. When I met with Priority One, they asked about any philanthropic venture we were involved in. Eventually, they on the Tigers for Tatas campaign. We raised a lot of money, and Priority One matched every dollar. That's what we're talking about being engaged and involved in your community. Look, we live in a dangerous world. I'm not going to tell you when or if you'll ever need security. What I will tell you this is Priority One offers every technological advantage. They are locally monitored. They offer the fastest response time in the industry. When it comes to protecting your family, the people in this world that mean the most to you, my friends at Priority One will protect you and your family better than any. 288-1400, 288-1400. Call them. Tell them I sent you. You'll thank me later. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Eric McClain.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
We're here at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Just when you thought college football was 5 long months away, here comes the spring game to whet your appetite for Clemson football. See the stars of tomorrow in Death Valley for the spring game April 14th. Join Kelly Gramlich and Eric McClain starting at 10 a.m. as they preview the game, followed by the Tiger Tailgate Show. Then the game kicks off at 2:30. 105.5 The Roar WCCP, the flagship station, will carry all the action live from start to finish. Clemson Spring Game Football, Saturday, April 14th, starting at 10 a.m. with Kelly Gramlich and Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain. Brought to you by Blue Ridge Best, Priority One Security, Daniel Weber's State Farm Clemson, and the Chicken Basket. Another year of championship Clemson football begins April 14th on 105.5 The Roar WCCP.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let's get back to Eric McClain, and we'll take care of some business after that. Also, let me remind you, tomorrow I will be out at George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford of Traveler's Rest, where cars cost less, and that's a fact. Great people. They've been doing it right for almost 90 years. Think about the absurdity of somebody staying in business 90 years. I mean, the only way that happens is if you treat your customers right. These people in life who are looking to get over all the time, you know, if they open a business, they're gone. They're gone in months, and people are chasing them. It's the exact opposite of that at George Coleman Ford. You know, go read the reviews. Read what people say. I mean, they've won President's Awards 2 years in a row. They own the President's Award, the only Ford dealership in the upstate of South Carolina to do so. That's based on consumer surveys. That's you saying that, not me. You. You're saying that George Coleman Ford is the best Ford dealership in South Carolina. And for 90 years, that's the way it's been. It's a family tradition of treating people the right way, of trying to make sure your customers get satisfied, of knowing who you are. You know, again, when people come to work at George Coleman Ford, they stay. And so when you go back to see them, whether it's a salesperson, whether it's the head of the service department, Kurt Shockley, it's the same people. Kurt's been there 23 years. His wife's taught first grade in that community for 33 years. They know their customers by name. You don't get that anywhere else. There are never any service fees. There are never any dealer fees. And cars factually cost less in Traveler's Rest. Go see him. Tell him I sang. All right, back to our usual Wednesday special guest. So I don't even know what day it is today. It's Thursday, I guess. Eric, welcome back, Eric. Eric.
Thank you, brother.
I don't know how much time you've had to think about or look at the NFL draft, but I think we're headed towards the most interesting draft of my lifetime. It's not going to involve a lot of Clemson players at the top this year. That'll come next year when Clemson dominates the entire conversation leading up to the draft, which they will. But specifically speaking, I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of the offensive linemen at the top of this year's draft, and if you have thoughts on any of those guys, whether it's a McGlinchey, whether it's a Colton Miller, whether it's Isaiah Wynn or a Will Hernandez, or the centers like James Daniels or Billy Price or even Frank Ragnow out of the SEC, a little bigger guy. These are going to be some of the names that wind up getting called relatively early in this draft.
Yeah, I think the guard from Notre Dame, who probably will end up playing a little center too at some point, is by far probably the best prospect in this class, to be honest with you. I think that he's an absolute road grader. I think he has great technique. His feet are just really quick and pretty. He's just a good-looking athlete. So I think that he's going to be probably a top five pick. And then I really like that kid from the smaller school. I can't remember what school it was. He did like 100 million reps of bench press at the combine. But he's grown on me the more I've watched him.
I'm going to need another another clue there. There were a lot of guys who did a lot of reps. You talking about Hernandez?
I think it was
Hernandez. Are you talking about Will Hernandez?
Yeah.
Yeah, Will.
What school did
Will Hernandez?
To?
In New Mexico.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. I think that the more that I've seen on him and just kind of watching his tape, if he gets a hold of people, he absolutely destroys them.
Yeah, he's an absolute monster. You know, I don't know how they let this info slip, but they do every year. And I think he scored a 12 on the Wonderlic. And you know, normally you offensive linemen are pretty intelligent, but, that may be a question. I know he'll be put through some whiteboard tests regarding recall, and we'll see how he does in that regard, But I still think he's going to be a guy that that a lot of people are interested in because he's just an absolute road grader, a mauler, and you know, I think physically he's going to absolutely dominate people. By the way, Eric, as we speak, I'm watching to see whether this car hits my Jeep in the parking lot.
You're coming. That's always a great feeling.
Ever so close. Yeah, it's a very helpless feeling. It's not like I can run out there right now since I'm on air. But no. if I do disappear, you'll know why now. But in any case, in the tackle prospects in this draft, Eric, there's no plug and play left tackle. I keep hearing Mayock talk about McGlinchey, and McGlinchey is not a left tackle. I heard Brady Quinn going on and on about him the other day. I'm not sure what these people are watching, but McGlinchey can't handle speed rushers at the college level. There's no way he's handling speed rushers at the NFL level. That guy is a right tackle. Now, he may be a plug-and-play right tackle that eventually you can try on the left side. I'm just not sure he's ever going to be a left tackle in the National Football League. And you know, he's not, you know, he's a big guy, but he's not especially powerful either. I mean, I think he's a good football player, but on my top 100 board, you know, he would be somewhere around 25 in that range. I don't have it in front of me, but that's about where he'd be. I'm not overly enamored with him. You have Colton Miller, the UCLA tackle, who's, you know, 6'8". He's athletic. I actually think as a left tackle prospect, he's a better. If I'm looking for a left tackle, if I'm one of these teams that's left tackle desperate, and there are a lot of them, and I'm taking one of those guys in the first round, I'm taking Colton Miller over McGlinchey, because I don't think McGlinchey's ever playing the spot. At least I think Colton Miller has the potential to play the spot.
How do you feel about Connor Williams from Texas? Do you think he's kind of a plug-and-play guy, or do you think he needs time?
I think he should have gone back to school. I don't think he's ready either. He has real short arms. That's another issue. People don't understand that stuff matters at the pro level, that there's a reason the NFL has, you know, positional models. He's another guy who will never play left tackle in my estimation. You know, he's a little bit like Sam Baker, the kid who came out of USC a number of years ago, played with the Falcons. You know, I think that you're looking at, you know, here's another thing. He doesn't always look physical. It's hard to understand. I can show you different sets of film on Colton on him, on Williams, and there are games he looks pretty physical, and there are other games he doesn't look physical at all. Now, I don't know if injury was a part of that, but to me, you know, he's another guy who's been talked about in this top 15 range. Don't expect that. I think he's borderline round one. In fact, I would not be surprised if he's still there in the top 10 picks of the second round. I'm not sure teams know what to do with him. Again, he's not a left tackle. He may be a right tackle. More than likely, I think long term he's a guard.
Yeah, and I think probably the most intriguing and guy that I'm just excited to kind of see if he, you know, ever develops even more is O'Neal from Pittsburgh. I think he's just a very athletic guy that, you know, it was fun watching him score some touchdowns in college to see if, you know, the NFL can put some weight on him and if he can hang out at the left tackle spot.
Yeah, he and Desmond Harrison are the two most athletic left tackle prospects. And I swear this woman just hit my tire on the back of my Jeep. I haven't even been paying attention this all day. I'm probably going to go out there and my tire is going to be in the back. My spare is going to be actually in the back compartment. O'Neal, it's like you say, Eric. O'Neal is one of the two best athletes at the position. Well, maybe three with Colton Miller. You know, along with Desmond Harrison, the West Georgia product, and he's an even tougher evaluation. But O'Neal is physically gifted. He's a converted tight end, very, very athletic. You know, he's the kind of guy, Eric, though, that, you know, you look at him and you say, well, he has the athleticism to play the position, but will he ever have the physicality to play the position is the question. Right. He needs to get bigger and stronger. I think the good news for him is that, or any team that's looking at him, I think if you put the NC State tape in, I think he held up pretty well in that game, and that was sort of the true test for him. I think he played pretty well in that contest, and he accepted that challenge, and so I think he has a chance. He's another guy I'm sort of viewing as like 32 to 42, one of the early. I know there are people who have him like down to 100 or 80, and I don't think so. I think he's going like in the first 10 picks of the second round, and I wouldn't even be stunned if somebody took a chance on his athleticism late in round one. So I think that's a good call on your part. And Desmond Harrison is the other guy that, you know, the West Georgia product. This kid's been. This kid was in junior college, then he got thrown out of Texas, then he went AWOL, then he wound up at West Georgia, and he's an athletic freak, but, you know, he showed up at the combine like 284 pounds, and then, you know, a few weeks later, he was back up to 300, but whether he can keep weight on, whether you can keep him focused, who knows what his issues are. But he is an athletic freak. I mean, if you can ever keep him steered in the right direction, there's a chance he could wind up being a great player, but he's certainly risky. And I don't know what you do with him in terms of draft position. I mean, I would not be stunned if a team took a shot on him based on how desperate they are to find tackles in this league. It is a tackle-starved league right now, Eric. And I wouldn't be stunned if someone took a shot in round three on him, or late in round three. But I could also see him still there in round five, because I just don't think teams know. They don't trust him, and generally guys like that don't go off until round four.
Yeah, I think, you know, his athleticism, like you said, is quite uncommon and an absolute freak show. But, you know, there's always that question, is he going to be around in 2 years, or is he going to, you know, find himself out of the league? So it'll be interesting for sure, like you said. And I think just the overall exciting thing about this draft, there's no really number one prospect that's, you know, guaranteed to go top off the board. So it's going to be a fun draft.
What quarterback do you want, Eric?
I'm probably going USC, man. I think he probably just has the most upside, and just that's what people think, at least. So we'll see what it is. Sam Darnold. Well,
yeah, and I get that. And, you know, I still think if you're talking strictly upside, that answers Josh Allen, because Allen is just a freak of nature, and he's certainly gotten better from the end of the season through this entire process and all the evaluation. And I think that Cleveland's getting closer and closer to saying that they just can't pass on his potential, because he's just he may have the strongest arm I've ever seen. I mean, I think there are ways, you know, that you know, the completion percentage thing is a fact, but I think there's a story within that. You know, he played in Wyoming. That was a vertical passing attack. You know, his receivers dropped a lot of balls. Watch the Hawaii film. I think they dropped the first four balls that hit him in the numbers. So there are other factors in that. And plus, you know, Eric, that guy scored a 37 on the Wonderlic.
Yeah, that's got a. I mean, I think you're exactly correct with, you know, a guy who just has it all from a quarterback perspective. You know, you just got to question, are those numbers and are those drops, which he has nothing to do with, honestly, is that going to hurt him?
Yeah, no, you're right. Eric, as always, great talking with you. I guess we'll go back to our normal day next week, and appreciate you hanging out with us.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good time. We'll see you.
Another Clemson legend, Eric McClain. Walter Petula Road Rage, surrounded by Clemson legends today, live from Lakeside Lodge sales office 123 in Clemson. One more segment. We'll get to late coverage when we return. Before we go to break, let me tell you about the Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. That's the Vault. The Vault has it. If I don't care who you root for, I don't care what sport, hockey, the NHL, hockey, the Vault has you covered. Every NCAA basketball tournament team, the Vault has you. College football, pro football, it doesn't matter who you root for, who you're a fan of. Go see the Vault. You'll see things that you forgot that exist in your history. They have all the original logos, coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere, Major League Baseball. They have it all. American-made pre-washed, pre-shrunk shirts. That's the Vault. They'll be the most comfortable shirts you've ever owned. Buy one cap, get the second half off. It's still the deal. It's the Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville. We'll be back with one of the architects of the project, Leighton Cubbage, and we'll have a few stories to wrap things up today. We'll be right back.
Walt here, inviting you to join me at the new Lakeside Lodge sales office Thursday, April 12th, to kick off the Clemson Tigers' big spring game weekend. Lakeside Lodge has an incredible 5 foot by 5 foot model of the condo hotel on display. You have to see to believe. Let their expert sales team show you what you don't want to miss out on this fall. So come see me and former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd at the new sales offices located at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Is bigger really better? Not when it comes to your family's medications. Whether it's mail order or a big box store, they don't know you like the local pharmacist at Corner Drug Store or Patrick Square Pharmacy. They're here when the mail is late or you're waiting behind someone buying groceries or motor oil. Corner Drug Store in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Part of this community, just like you. For your meds, shop local at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Corner Drug Store in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
When choosing a lawyer, you need someone who knows the law, will take your legal needs seriously, and deliver excellent results. That lawyer is David Green. The Green Law Firm can successfully handle probate issues, estate planning, small business payroll tax problems, income tax returns, and any issue with the IRS. Get the results you are entitled to. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you, and you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You gotta calm down, and you're getting a little emotional.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back from Lakeside Lodge Clemson in one final segment. And once again, we're joined by one of the architects of this incredible project, Leighton Cubbage. Leighton, again, thank you for joining us. It's been a tremendous day. A lot of fun out here talking to all of the Clemson legends of the past. And we appreciate you having us out here today, Leighton.
Well, I just told my wife that... I think we ought to have you out here all the time. Maybe you could do the show from here. I mean, I've been more fascinated by the show than I have been trying to figure out about the business today.
Well, it's all high praise coming from you. I know you have some stories of your own, and one of those stories involves Benny Cunningham. We'll wrap up the day discussing the project one more time. But
okay.
I've been waiting on this Benny Cunningham story.
Well, Benny, for people... whether they know or not know, he top 50 player of all time in the ACC.
Yep.
I think two or three time All-American.
Incredible player.
From Seneca, South Carolina. One of the smartest, finest people I've ever known. And at the same time, here he is, this 6'5", 265-pound, absolute before his time in the 70s.
Yep.
I'm a scrawny... can't see, can't tackle, scrub. You know, thank you, Lord, I did have a scholarship, and I got in a couple games.
Yeah, they don't give scrubs scholarships.
No, but but Benny could do just about what he needed.
He was incredible.
To do. Yeah, he was super fast. Played for the Steelers, I guess.
Ten years. Played for the Steelers.
Super Bowl.
Yep.
Well, I knew what the play was going to be, and I still couldn't stop him most of the time. And I was covering Benny through a little route across the middle.
And for people that don't know, you're a linebacker.
I'm a linebacker.
Yeah.
That's a sweet, you know, I'm a sweet linebacker. Yeah. I don't really hurt anybody. Yeah. I don't hit anybody. You know, somebody said I couldn't play dead
sweet
in the Western.
Linebacker.
Yeah. But Benny, the ball's thrown to Benny. So I come around the top of Benny's shoulders, and I'm trying to swat the ball away from Benny Cunningham.
This is Jeff Bostic. Did you play here?
That's completely
that's
wrong.
That's terrible.
That's completely
all-time
wrong.
Greatest lineman, intimidate.
I remember when you were here. Yeah. I think I was 8.
Ramona.
Oh, that's
Ramona,
mean.
Please.
That's
Ramona
mean.
Said that's mean.
Yeah, that's right.
Ramona said
right.
That's mean.
All right, forget my story then.
That's right.
Yeah. Make a long story short, since Jeff has interrupted me.
So, yeah.
Benny catches the ball, and as I fall away, my left hand goes down the back of his jersey. It's those old mesh jerseys, nylon. This finger gets stuck in Benny's jersey. Benny takes one, two steps, dragging me, begins to lose his balance on three, four, and five. I'm being drugged like a little cat. And then Benny falls, loses his balance, and falls totally back on me, breaks my finger. They can't get me loose. And the head coach at the time, old Red Parker, goes, Cubbage just tackled an All-American with one hand. And there were people were cheering, and I'm laying on the bottom.
That was like your moment of fame, brushed with greatness, and yeah. Worst moment all in one.
Well, no, the worst moment was during the. They say I was the MVP of the '74 spring game.
There you go.
And what happened? I dropped two touchdown interceptions. all the old teammates, yeah. The real players said, yeah. Cub, you had your chance, baby, but you weren't there. So it's
What's your best memory from your years playing at Clemson?
I think the best memory is the relationships of the people. It's like Steve Mudge, yeah. Steve and I came together 10 years ago to build this company, and being around that family and being loved by people and the commonality, the whole history of Clemson football, and then watching Waters Park. It is like a family.
By the way, not to interrupt, but yeah. Bob Mahoney and his lovely wife are out here too.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, and I know people have heard me say this. Bob does an incredible job. I think he really adds insight and knowledge, and his style is so easy listening and so entertaining. Right. And even when things are going bad, if things are going bad, he'll make some comment that will cause you to laugh a little. He'll tell you the truth of a bad situation in some sort of humorous fashion that just comes naturally to him. It's a gift.
Yeah, he just told me he came out here to help support us. I thought, that's the class of that guy.
That's right.
Right there,
That's right. So, he's a good guy. Yep. Very, very, very good guy, and he does a brilliant job. Your best memory was basically the relationships.
Yeah, the people. I mean, people like Mike O'Kane, Tom Boozer, Jim Ness, I mean, just lifelong friends, people that, you'll never get over, and people that are there for you. Jimmy Williams and Frank Wise, I mean, just things that you just, you bleed together, you fight together, you go through, I think the gift of being able to come to school on a full scholarship is so unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you this. I was in Tillman Hall, and I was beat up, and I was tired and exhausted. And I was in line to turn my scholarship card in to bursar's office. Mm-hmm. And I heard somebody in an office, and it was a guy, and he was crying. And I said, "What's going on?" And somebody said, "They're telling that guy he's got to go because he doesn't have the money." And so all of my joking about how bad I was and everything, I was on full scholarship, and I'm eternally thankful for that privilege. And all those people that pay that IPTE and everything else, there's guys like me and others that wouldn't be where we where we are and have that chance. And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's
that's the other side of.
Yeah, that is the other side of it. Very insightful and oh so true. Mm-hmm. Before we get out of your lane, we're almost done for the day, but let's tell people again about the project because it truly is astonishing. Yeah. And again, it started sort of with a vision, maybe even a dream about this particular piece of real estate that became available.
Yeah.
I guess it started with God.
Yeah. God built it.
Yeah.
It's 8 acres. It's overlooking the stadium on the lake. There's nothing like it at Clemson. You can ride your bicycle to the SO Club. You'll be able to sit on the balcony and see the fireworks go off when they score and hear the cannon. The lake surrounds it. It's secluded, but yet you could like I say, walk to the game. Or you buy a unit, you're there for the weekend, and by the time you're ready to go, you throw the towels down, get in the car, leave, and somebody from maybe Columbia is renting it to do business up
maybe
here.
Not Columbia.
Man, Columbia. I thought about it. I didn't want to be,
I know.
I've got a lot of Gamecock.
You wanted to be inclusive.
We have Gamecock investors and
there you
people
go. That's right.
Fired up about it. So there's one place where we compromise and take green instead of orange or whatever right. Their color is there. But, and it's also the whole resort.
But you can rent. You can rent your unit when you're not there, or you can partition part of it off if you got a two
right.
or three bedroom.
That's right.
And live in part and rent the other.
That's right. We did this same type of project in Asheville at the Biltmore Residence, and it went to the moon. And that's how, and then so all of a sudden, two aging entrepreneurs go, why can't we do it in Clemson? We can live there. We'll have a blast. So that's kind of how it got started here. And it's a dream come true. We've got other projects, like I mentioned, but I'm telling you, when I knew today that when I woke up, I said, I'm going to be hanging out with Walt Deptula talking Clemson football and at my business, or at our business,
Well, so, we're honored to be here. Now, again, you got one, two, and three bedrooms.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And there are 118 total units,
right.
And some 70 are already spoken for.
Yeah, 70 plus now.
They're, 70
we
plus.
We had a pretty good run today. I'm not sure what the final number is.
So the bottom line is,
it's time.
You are seriously running out of time.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you've heard me say there were 118 units, there aren't. There may be 40.
Yeah.
It may be down to somewhere like 40, at most 45. So your opportunity is running out.
Yes, sir.
So you really do need to act immediately if you want to get in on this. And I can tell you here that everyone here, again, you're talking about some of the big shots and stalwarts and the Clemson community all involved in this. And if you could see the way they talk about it, see, you can't see that on the radio, but like when Layton was talking about this a second ago, he was standing and he was pointing at the demo model in the center of the room, and you could just see it in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, he's thrilled and excited to be involved in it. And Layton, the amenities too. I mean, there are lots of extras.
Yeah. The pool. We're going to have an infinity age pool. We're going to have fire pits. We got a 50-yard football field. we got the docks. We got amphitheater. Rick Irwin's looking at putting up one of the finest, nicest eating facilities.
That'd be nice too.
A great bar. It's hot tubs.
Even maid service.
Maid service. Man,
I keep coming back to the maid service.
Well, you know what? Who wants to go?
That's exactly right.
Who wants to go clean up their house before they leave every time they got to go back
home? Exactly right.
Hey, throw the key down, and then you're making money when they rent.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yep, absolutely. I guess we're done, Layton. Appreciate you having us out here. Look forward to being out again.
Oh, yeah.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Tomorrow I'll be at George Coleman Ford. I'll see you there.